Do you have a podcast or are you thinking about starting a podcast? And if so, have you thought about the structure? For example, are you going to start talking just like I'm doing now and just get into it? Are you going to have an introduction? What's your introduction going to be like? Is it going to be interviews? Are you going to start your podcast with an introduction that plays before the interview? Are you going to do a little highlight grab? Are you going to talk about who your guest is first? Like, there's all these different combinations and ways to put together a podcast. So I thought I would talk about that today. Hello, I'm Olivia D'Souza. I'm a multi-passionate entrepreneur. I'm a content and podcast expert. I support visionary entrepreneurs and leaders passionate about living with purpose. Join me as we explore podcasting, life, business, and authenticity. Subscribe for meaningful conversations with a business buddy who gets what it's like. Welcome to Magnetic Pod. I'm stepping in the next little me. So what I'm currently doing in this podcast is I start by talking about and letting you know what this particular podcast episode is. I whack my podcast intro in between and then I get into the guts of it after that. But there are so many different ways, and I think sometimes people can get stuck and overwhelmed about it. At the end of the day, pick one and go for it. You can always change it later, but I thought I would highlight some of the options that are out there and some of the pros and cons so that you can decide for yourself what might be the best fit for you. So often what I do with a lot of clients, I find out a lot of my clients are doing it as part of their business. They're not full-time podcasters, like they can't give it the level of attention and time and budget that if they were doing if they were on radio or if they were like Mamma Mia or something like that. But so they do something that works for them and that is interesting and keeps people interested, but isn't as highly edited as some options. But I thought I'd go through it just so that when you're listening to podcasts yourself, you can listen and then you can start to notice a bit more and start to take the bits that could work for you and that you like and start to take some notice. So for example, so a lot of my clients will do like a highlight clip at the beginning and then play the intro and then play the podcast episode, for example. And that's a good way to, at the very beginning, get people's interest with something that was really interesting before they listen to the intro, so that you give them something of interest straight away. There are other options, so I wanted to run through them. And I would invite you to start listening to a few podcasts that you're listening to with a critical ear and start noticing what the structures are and what you like. For example, Diary of a CEO. Now, Diary of a CEO is very much both a video and audio podcast. So the video aspect is highly, highly edited as well. So that's a whole other area. I'm going to focus mostly on the audio aspect of it. So if you listen to Diary of a CEO, it starts with there's some sound effects and stuff to get interest in. There's lots of sound effects woven into the very beginning section of the podcast, whooshing sounds and various things just to make it all very dramatic. But the other thing that does is that it lets you know that this is the highlight bit. This is the teaser section, so you don't get any confusion about why you're getting the middle of a conversation at the beginning. You know that it's like a teaser. And so they will pick out the most interesting bits and take out all of the filler words, there's no gaps, there's no pauses, there might be the occasional dramatic pause that's very purposely left in there, but generally there's no pauses. It's go, 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 punch, 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 very punchy. And let me see my notes that I took when I was listening. Yeah, it's very, very highly edited. If you do pay attention to the video part, there's lots of stuff going on visually as well. And then it often ends with an unanswered question. So it'll have Stephen Bartlett, the host, asking a question. The guest starts to answer it and then leaves you hanging. You don't get the answer. They want you to keep listening. Then they get somebody else's voice, so it's not Stephen Bartlett's. It's a narrator that introduces the guest. Well, it kind of really builds them up, so it makes them sound larger than life and like a big deal. The way that they do an introduction. Biggest neuroscience in the world has helped the Queen and blah, blah, blah. You know, they make a big deal and really amp it up. And then he sticks in a call to action. And this is interesting because he really has been very thoughtful about this, because a lot of people tune out to calls to action that are the same as everybody else's. So I know he put a lot of thought into this. He wrote about it in his book. But he... before the episode starts, he does quickly put in a request and he gives a bit of an explanation as to why can you please, please, please subscribe and all of those sort of things that he wants you to do, because it enables people to find it and it enables him to get the best guests and la-di-da. So he tries to, it's the only thing for free that I ask you to do. P.S. Side note, you could do that for me too. That would be awesome. Thank you. So he slips that in there and then he gets into the interview itself. So, and then the outro is simply just the dramatic sort of, it's dramatic, it's, I don't know if dramatic's the right word, but it creates a certain mood, that's for sure, the music that he uses that as the outro. It doesn't bother saying anything at the end. He does have visually, you can see what's going on because he's got this thing where he always gets the guest to write a question for the next guest, so you can see that happening. You can see a question, so if you're watching the video version, you can see what's happening when that outro music is playing. So a few things that's happening there is they grabbing you at the beginning with the highlights of, ooh, this is going to be interesting, so teasers. If you wanted to do something that, you certainly could. You would be having to, you know, you'd have to factor in some, the fact that takes extra time to go through and grab the best clips and thoughtfully put it together in that way, and especially if you wanted that kind of video editing that goes with it. But yeah, that was really interesting. And it's interesting to note that he has changed it. So I had listened to the very early ones. And so this is just to remind you that you can change it. You can change it to start, but you can change it. The very early ones, he started his podcast episodes by just talking about where he's at and those sort of things. And then he just would say off the cuff. So he would talk a little bit about what's happening, what's on his mind before he gets into it. And then he would say, without further ado, I'm Stephen Bartlett and this is Diary of a CEO. I hope nobody's listening, but if you are, please keep it to yourself. And then he gets into it. And I love that. I can totally relate to that, because sometimes I'm standing here and I might talk on my own podcast episode and I'm here by myself in my room and it feels very safe, you know, and I'm not getting instant feedback. And in podcasts, you don't get the comments like social media. And you can feel safe, and it does feel like you're sharing a diary. And sometimes I have shared personal things, and I do almost feel that as well. I can totally relate to that. I hope no one's listening, but I actually know they are, because I'm looking at the stats and they're good. But on the other hand, you go, it's for the ether. It's for people out there. If someone comes up to me and just says, "Oh, I heard what you said about God, life, and spirituality," and I'm like, "Oh God." I digress. But that's what I really like about that line that he starts with. So I guess a few things to think about from what I've shared so far is, you could have an intro that you say every time. So is that something you would consider? Isn't that interesting? There's so many options. But there still is music under there to keep that, so that you know. Mamma Mia Out Loud is another one I love listening to. So I took some notes about what they do. They do insert their ads at the beginning. So let's most people that I'm working with are doing the podcast to attract their own clients for their own products and services and things that they offer rather than sponsorships. But that's something that you can pay attention to where that's being put. It starts with, it's got three hosts, Jesse Stevens, Mia Freeman, Holly Rain Wainwright. I can't speak. And it starts with a little tiny grab. It's got a little bit of music underneath and it goes, "You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast." Super short, tells you what it is. It's branding. Very short acknowledgement to country. And then they start with banter and starts with a little bit of music, and then the podcast intro is said every time. It's not pre-recorded. "Hello and welcome to Mamma Mia Out Loud, what women are actually talking about on insert whatever today's date. I'm Holly." They all chime in and say who they are, and today we're talking about blah, blah, blah. So straight up they say what they are. "We are a podcast about what women are talking about." So basically what's topical at the moment we're talking about. And so you know, and they've found a way to say it super succinctly, and they introduce who they are and they give you a quick intro on what they're going to be talking about today to get you interested. So it's all very fast paced. They've got music woven in through all of these things, sound effects and all of that. And those, any like swooshes, any music, all of those things are woven in intentionally to it. They're kind of like, it lets you know if you're going from one thing to another or one grab to another, or it kind of makes it seamless. It makes it not seem jumpy. It's like letting you know we're turning a page here where this is intentional. Now it's this bit. It tells a story. These little tiny sound effects help it seem seamless and not jarring to jump from one thing to another. So that's really interesting to note. And these are the things I listen to so I can help my clients as well. And it's a panel show. So what I'm trying to share with this is, if you're thinking about having a podcast, are you thinking about doing it as a panel? Are you thinking about doing interviews? Listen to those sort of podcasts, and you don't have to do everything they do, but take note and take the bits that you like. And then you can come and talk to someone like me and say, "This is what I like, this is what I don't like. I'm not sure what to do about this bit. I don't know what, give me some guidance, but these are some of the things I like." And then we can come up with at least a starting point about how you could approach yours. So if you were doing a panel show, an interesting thing to notice with them is that they have some topics that they talk about, and in between each topic, you could just have transition music, but you could also use those points like they do as being where they insert the sponsors. So the sponsors go in between each bit that they're talking about. So they act like a nice seamless way to transition from one section of topic of conversation to the next. So it actually makes it not annoying to be listening to a sponsor, because it's like turning a page. It actually helps define each section. And then they have a section that they're still doing. I listened to it before I pressed record, but I'm trying to think whether they dumped it because they were debating whether to. But I really liked how they've had at the end best and worst of the week. So they, each person says what they loved and didn't like about what happened at the week. And it's designed to be lighthearted, not too heavy. And then they finish with a call to action where they generally are plugging something, another podcast, a show that they've got coming up and that kind of thing. So what are things like that that you could take for a podcast that you're planning? What are things that you could plug that you have coming up, that you sell, that you provide, that are a service that are actually for the people listening? Because you've got to get over being scared to give calls to actions for things, because the whole point of your podcast is to serve your audience, and your audience are the type of people who want the thing that you do. So let them know that you've got it, and they'll be, people love to buy stuff. So as long as you're thinking of it in terms of a thing you can buy rather than a thing I'm trying to sell, it can feel good. So take some notes of podcasts that you like listening to. But, you know, these are some more complex ones, but you can just decide that you're going to go have a podcast where you're just going to talk all the way through and you're going to skip having an intro altogether, and that might be your style and you might love that. That's fine, especially if it's a solo. You could do something like that. One thing I think that is really good to do if you have the extra time and headspace to do it, the extra bit of time, is if you're doing an interview, it is good practice to come back later and recap or talk about the interview and talk about how interesting it was, what you got out of it, what you know about the person, and that's a good thing to do. Now, I don't necessarily recommend for everyone to do it, because if you are a busy person trying to juggle lots of things in, and that last step of having to go back and record an intro later is something that's going to mean that you never get around to actually sending the intro to be edited, and you never end up doing that extra step, and it just delays everything. It may not work for you, but it is a great thing to do. For example, if you're listening to Dax Shepherd or Trevor Noah or ADHD Mum, I notice is doing it. ADHD Mums, lots of people do it. If you've got the time to go back and after the interview record something about it, that is a good thing to do in terms of helping the listener to know why they should listen and who the person is you're interviewing, and a bit of a personal insight and gets them interested to keep listening. So I think that's good practice, but it just depends on whether you've got time for that extra step, considering all the things that you've got going on in your life and your priorities. But I think that's another option that you could do. So you could have a highlight grab at the beginning, you could go into the podcast intro, have your episode intro that you record after you've actually done the episode, then have the interview itself and the outro. So that's another thing to think about. So there's lots and lots of ways to go about doing a podcast. I hope I'm giving you food for thought and not confusing you, but the key takeaway I'd like you to think about is to just listen to podcasts that you love. Listen to podcasts that you love with an ear that is noticing. It might be worth having a pen and paper handy, or, you know, or your computer or whatever, and take notes and stop and pause it and go, oh, then they're doing this, then they're doing this, then they're doing this, and notice it. And then if it's getting overwhelming or whatever, or you're not sure where to go from there, you can, like I said, talk to someone like me and we can come up with a plan and a way to structure and make it work. But yeah, listen to other podcasts, but don't let the structure be a thing that, you know, that you worry so much about getting it right that you don't start. Start, and you can change it. Like I was saying with Diary of a CEO, what he's doing now is not what he did in the beginning. Just start. Okay, so that's all I have today. Let me know if you have any questions. Does that make sense? And yeah, I'll see you in the next one. Bye. I'm stepping in the next level me. I'm here to be everything I can be. Like a snake, I'm shedding my skin to be. Hello, it's Libby here. Have you ever wondered about what the key elements are that make a podcast truly stand out? Or maybe you're thinking about starting your own special podcast and feel a bit overwhelmed and don't know where to start? Well, I have something for you. Introducing the Ultimate Podcast Checklist. Da, 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 da. It's a step-by-step guide that covers everything from the initial brainstorming to advanced growth strategies. It's the perfect companion for both new and seasoned podcasters. And the best part, it's absolutely free. Da, 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 da. To grab your copy, simply head to the show notes of this episode and you will find a direct link there, and then away you go. Remember, every podcast started with that initial spark and the right resource. So let the Ultimate Podcasting Checklist be yours.